Topic 160, Space. Energy is now regarded as all that is. Manifestation is the manifestation of a sea of energies, some of which are built into forms. Others constitute the medium in which those forms live and move and have their being, and still others are in process of animating both the forms and their environing substantial media. It must be remembered that forms exist within forms. You, as you sit in your room, are a form within a form. That room itself is a form within a house, another form. And that house is probably one of many similar houses, placed the one on top of another, or else side by side, and still composing a still larger form. Yet all these diverse forms are composed of tangible substance, which, when coordinated and brought together by some recognized design or idea in the mind of some thinker, creates a material form. This tangible substance is composed of living energies, vibrating in relation to each other, yet owning their own quality and their own qualified life. It might be profitable to point out that the entire universe is etheric and vital in nature, and of an extension beyond the grasp of the greatest mind of the age, mounting into more than astronomical figures, if that statement even conveys sense to our minds. This extent cannot be computed, even in terms of light years. This cosmic etheric area is the field of untold energies, and the basis of all astrological computation. It is the playground of all historical cycles, cosmic, systemic, and planetary, and is related to the constellations, to the worlds of suns, to the most distant stars, and to the numerous recognized universes, as well as to our own solar system, to the many planets, and to that planet upon which and in which we move and live and have our being, as well as to the smallest form of life known to science, and perhaps covered by the meaningless term, an atom. All are found existing in space. Space is etheric in nature. And so we are told, in the occult science, space is an entity. The glory of man lies in the fact that he is aware of space, and can imagine this space as the field of divine living activity, full of active intelligent forms, each placed in the etheric body of this unknown entity, each related to each other through the potency which not only holds them in being, but which preserves their position in relation to each other. Yet each of these differentiated forms possesses its own differentiated life, its own unique quality or integral coloring, and its own specific and peculiar form of consciousness. This etheric body, vast and unknown as it is, as to its extent, is nevertheless limited in nature and static, relatively speaking, in capacity. It preserves a set form, a form of which we know absolutely nothing, but which is the etheric form of the unknown entity. To this form, the esoteric science gives the name of space. It is the fixed area in which every form, from a universe to an atom, finds its location. We speak at times of an expanding universe. What we really mean is an expanding consciousness. From Telepathy and the Etheric Vehicle, pages 177 through 179. See also Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, page 396.